This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joining us in the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, former NBA world champion Trent Tucker, lottery pick of the New York Knicks, member of the Chicago Bulls, and much more. Trent, good evening. Thank you for joining us. Happy Good Friday.
Same to you, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Now tell me, did you ever play with anybody that reminded you of Patrick Beverley?
No.
Not even
Rodman? I don't think so. I didn't play with Dennis Rodman.
Well, he came later, didn't he?
He came later, so I don't think I ever played with anyone. No, I played with guys who were very intense.
Yeah.
But, Patrick Beverley is Patrick Beverley.
So, a lot of people say he's a missing ingredient that this team needed. And I've even heard people say that it's, it's behind the scenes, he's the one that takes Carl Anthony Towns and says, Carl, make this your team. You be the man. And he's pushed him in that direction. What do you see from Beverley?
Well, he's a guy that's been around the block in terms of playing for winning organizations. He's a playoff player. He's played with great players. So he understands, how great players are able to perform at the most critical time of the year, but in how they work to get themselves in a position to be great. And so he's trying to pass on, that knowledge that he has received over the years to help someone like Carl Anthony Towns at this time of the year.
Chris Finch was on with Vanita Sakar and I the other day, and he said that he'd been around him twice. Beverley had him in Houston too, and he says this is calculated. What he does, it looks emotional, but it's calculated. It's premeditated. It's to bring out the best in his team and the worst in the others. Do you see that? Do you think as much as we look at it as emotionally charged, he's actually in full control?
He's trying to gain the edge. There are times he could be in control, but also if you watched him throughout his career, there are some times where he's been out of control. And so it can be a combination of the two. It all depends on what the situation looks like. I thought maybe last year when he shoved Chris Paul in the back, that wasn't premeditated. That was out of control.
Yeah, because it cost your team, and even if it was premeditated, it was a stupid decision. Stupid decisions mean you're out of control, right?
Right, yeah. So, he pushed Chris Paul in the back. I think he was frustrated because, they had lost and the series was over. Phoenix was moving on to the next round. But, he plays with the edge, and you're just hoping that in a critical moment when the emotions are really, really high, he doesn't cross the line and make a bad play for your team. But I understand his emotion the other night against the Clippers. Because when you play for a team,
yep,
or you play for a team for so long, and you feel like that you gave everything that you could give, and they may have told you that you're going to be here for the rest of your career, and I think when he got traded, they hurt his feelings,
yep.
And we all know, Mike, and as well as I do, pro basketball, pro sports can be very unkind.
Yep.
and loyalty is not a mainstay. When a team decides that they're going to go in a different direction and move on, they're going to move on, and there's nothing you can do. So I understand how he felt Tuesday night when his team, you know, won that basketball game against this former team.
Yeah, because the truth is they will tell you everything you want to hear right up to the point when they decide to trade you, and then that's just...
Oh, ain't no doubt about it.
Right?
You know, we're going to sign it to a new deal.
They will tell you, we love you, we love you, we love you, to get the best out of you. Oh, you're gone, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and you have to understand that, but you know, the emotions can run deep in certain people, and for him, it was a gratifying moment to have a chance to beat the Clippers, to get his team solidified into a playoff position. So let's see now where they go from here. It was a big win for them against the Clippers, you know, but the real clock starts tomorrow afternoon in Memphis.
All right, so let's go to Memphis, the Grizzlies. Ja Morant, all that goes, Dylan Brooks is back, all that goes with this team. And let's start with Morant. Where does he rank to you in the NBA right now in terms of impact on a team?
For impact on his team, I mean, he's right there at the top of the list.
Yep.
But even though he was, he missed some games this year, his team still performed very well.
Yep.
Tyus
Jones was outstanding when he was out.
Yeah, it's a very good basketball team. They're well balanced. They have good bench production. They're strong defensively. You know, they're connected. It's a team that knows how to play together. They're well coached. And, you know, coming down toward the end of the season, they were one of the better teams in the entire league. Even though the Wolves and the Grizz, you know, they went 2-2 against each other this regular season. You know, but the Wolves are going to have to be ready to play against this team, because if they think that they can walk in and just show up and beat this basketball team, it could be a long, it could be a short series for them and a long day.
Do you try to isolate? Do you try to throw something at Morant that he hasn't seen, or is that just fool's gold to think you're going to give him anything he hasn't seen? And you're best off just sticking to your philosophies and your principles, and he's going to get what he's going to get. But if you overplay it, if you spend too much time on him, you'll get burned worse. How do you approach that?
Well, you know, you're going to make adjustments throughout the series. You're going to come in and fill each other out. And maybe after game one, if Memphis wins game one, then you're going to have to go back to the board and make some adjustments here or there to see how you can take certain things away. Throughout a series where it's four games or at seven games, you know, at some point in time, you have to make some of those adjustments and put your team in a better situation to see if they can win. You know, he's so talented, you know, Mike, if he gets going, you don't know if you can control it, but I've always said, you know, if I can make the best player, especially a playoff type, become a passer, that gives me a much better chance to find success.
Trent Tucker's our guest. The Clippers did that. He didn't really become a passer, but they certainly took Karl Anthony Towns out of his game. They focused on it, and it worked. Was that a product of the Clippers, or was that Karl Anthony Towns not handling a situation well?
It could have been a combination of the two. The Clippers knew exactly what they wanted to do, and the Wolves should not have been surprised, because throughout the regular season, you know, they brought that same type of, you know, philosophy to their defensive scheme. They were going to take Karl Anthony Towns out of the game and force him to be a passer more so than a scorer. When you have a young player who is facing that in a critical play-in type situation, that's why I believe the coaching staff have to sit down and talk with him and help him navigate through these moments. Because if you're going to draw two people or three people, make sure you catch and locate first. Catch the ball, locate to see where the double teams or the triple teams are coming from. If the extra man is coming from here, now the ball should move to that spot. If they're coming from the baseline side, well, then the ball should move, you know, to another position. Help him understand so that frustration doesn't begin to seep in. When you are the number one scorer or the best player, and if things are not going well for you offensively early, that's when frustration begins to sit in, and that's when you pick up bad habits like getting cheap fouls, and now you find yourself on the bench.
Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal took umbrage with him at halftime and said, you need to post up down low, son, because there's a lot of good things that can happen if you post up down low. Carl doesn't like to post up down low. He likes to move it out as far as he can. That's his style, whatever. Does he have to post up down low to be effective because of his size?
Well, you would like to see him go down low, especially at playoff time, because the game is going to slow down. And, you know, you want to be able to get yourself to the free throw line so you can get some free points. And the quicker you can get your opposition into foul trouble, you know, that's going to help your offensive game for sure. But when you post up, the double team now can come a whole lot quicker because they can locate you. You're in a stationary position. If the double team comes, invite the double team, and then make the extra pass, because you have enough guys on your team who are able to make open shots. If they can make open shots, all of a sudden now that's going to relieve some of the double team pressure. In critical moments, you may find yourself in a one-on-one situation, and then it's time for you to go to work.
Obviously, Anthony Edwards, you know, we've watched him since he got here, but I guess I would say he passed the test. Not that we didn't think he would struggle with it the other night. He's not afraid of the moment, is he?
Well, he wasn't afraid of the moment on Tuesday night, you know, but the real moment begins now.
So it will be different, huh?
It will be different because you don't have to win one game to get in. You got to win four games to advance against the same team. And beating the same team four times will show exactly where you are as a team and as a player. So the real moment of truth, you know, for this basketball team begins tomorrow afternoon.
Do teams make a lot of adjustments during the playoffs? They always talk about game one sets the stage and determines the way the rest of the series will be played, all those things. But, man, you play 82 games. You know who you are.
Well, you know who you are, but you may not know who your opponent is, because you don't have a chance to prepare during the regular season like you would during the playoffs. You may play the Memphis Grizzlies on a Tuesday night sometime in November, but you may not see them again until December. So things can change, so you haven't had a chance to focus on that team. You play them Saturday afternoon at 2:30, you're going to see them maybe two or three days later. If you're not successful in game number one, you go back and watch the film. You say, they beat us here, they beat us there. So now let's see if we can come up with some sort of plan on the defensive end to take certain things away. And then offensively, you know, we were weak here. We didn't execute at this time on the offensive end. So now let's move the ball a little bit further down the right side so that we can get a better pass lane into the post guy so that he can go to work now. And here comes the double team, Carl. Now that's where the open guy is. Have to make the extra pass. Shooters be ready to catch the ball and shoot. So all these adjustments are going to take place throughout this series. So it's going to be very interesting to see how these coaches are able to manage these matchups.
Who did you think the Timberwolves' best weapon off the bench is?
Off the bench, I think the one guy that, you know, that could relieve some of the pressure, especially with his outside shooting, if he's on, is Malik Beasley.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you have a guy that can give you outside production, now that's going to space the floor. So now you have to extend their defense to get to him, and that's where you can open up driving lanes, but also you can open the post club game as well.
Why do you think, you know, I've watched him a lot. I watched him working out the other day. And all good shooters are hot and cold shooters. I understand that. But he seems like there is quite a variance in that he could hit five in a row and he could miss five in a row. More so, maybe this is, I don't know this statistically to back it up, but you're a shooter, Trent. It seems like he is prone to the ups and downs more than other shooters that I have seen. Have you seen that, or is that just, am I just reading too much into that because I've that's the way I've watched it?
No, he's a very streaky shooter. You know, he runs hot and cold. But, you know, they need him, you know, to run hot.
Well, you know, and a guy like that, sure, too. I mean, you know this better than anybody. I mean, he could win one game for you, right? He could win one game in the series with one great third quarter, you know?
No doubt about it. And, see, and at this time of the year, you know, Mike, for a lot of these guys on the team with the Wolves at this stage, I think D'Angelo Russell has been in a playoff-type situation. Malik Beasley probably visited the playoffs with the Denver Nuggets as well. Patrick Beverley has been there. But Patrick Beverley is not is not your main go-to guy. So he's not asked, you know, to put up 25 or 30 points. But for role players like a Patrick Beverley, like a Malik Beasley, like anyone else who's coming in off the bench, you know, every shot you get, every open shot you get, it's going to be critical that you make a high percentage of those shots. Because the games could be that close. Every situation is going to matter. One missed shot here or there in the first quarter could make the difference in an entire basketball game. So when you have a chance to put points on the board, you're going to have to put points on the board at a very consistent percentage.
Last question. In the West, is there anybody that realistically can challenge a healthy Phoenix team?
The Suns?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think they are the best team for sure in the Western Conference. Now, are they the best team in the entire NBA? I don't know. I think Milwaukee right now, to me, is still the team to beat because of Giannis and how they play together as a team from a defensive standpoint. But I don't see no one in the Western Conference right now on paper. Not saying that it can't happen, but I don't see anyone beating the Phoenix Suns in the Western Conference.
Yeah, and obviously the one X factor, too, is can Golden State, if they're healthy, we don't know how healthy they're going to be. What will they look like, huh?
That's true. I just don't think they have enough firepower. You know, when Phoenix made their run a year ago, I thought it was because the Lakers got hurt at the worst possible time. You know, Anthony Davis goes down after they have a 2-1 lead in the first round. LeBron James goes down as well. So Phoenix was able to take full advantage of those two guys not being there. And they make their run all the way to the NBA Finals. And I felt like that, you know, that wasn't real. This team is not that good. And then I began to watch them this year more times than not, and I say, wow, this team is that good.
Yeah, when they lost, you know, Paul didn't play against the Timberwolves. Wolves got a big lead on them, and the Wolves were talking a lot of smack that night, if you recall, and they came back, and behind Devin Booker, he put on a show and kind of laughed at them. I go, whoa, this team is the real deal. They decided to take it to a fifth gear, and you know, a lot of teams can want to take it to a fifth gear, but they went there, and they did it unapologetically, and you go, whoa, that is something special. When you can do that,
yeah, they can walk you down. You know, you can get, you can have a nice lead on them, and all of a sudden you think that you know you got this game under control, but they have players who can, you know, who can put up numbers. But when you have a team that knows that they can rely on their defense, they can get the critical stops they need to get to put their offense in a situation where they can be successful. You know, that's how you win championships.
Appreciate you, sir. Thank you so much. I hope we can tap into you again during the playoffs.
Anytime, Mike, you know that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.